Everyone's excited. Everything's going great. People are being saved. Everything's just fiery. Everything's great. You know, September 17th, FWBC LA starts. Everyone's soul winning. You know, they're preaching the kingdom of God and all these things. But what happens? Jesus Christ dies, right? And what do these disciples do? They go fishing. Look at Luke 21, verse 1. And after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. On this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto them, we also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. So what do we see the disciples before Jesus Christ came on the scene? They're fishing for just regular fish. Jesus came, completely changed their perspective. Then they started laboring for the Lord. 70 people being sent out, a great work being done. Jesus Christ dies, and what happens after that? They go fishing. Not for men.
Right.
You know, and sometimes Christians are like that even today. There's nothing new under the sun. At one point, you get excited. You're like, man, soul winning. We got the right gospel. We're seeing people saved. But what happens? A problem comes along. Okay, a little trial comes along. You get a little too busy, right? You get a little too busy. The cares of this world choke the word out of your heart. And guess what? Soul winning is not as exciting as it used to be. And what do? You go fishing. You go do something else. You start focusing on things that are important. But let me say this, not as important as the Great Commission. You know what you need to do? Make the commission great again.
Amen.
Make the commission great again in your personal life. Hey, Faithful Word Baptist Church of LA needs to make the commission great again.
Right.
You say, well, you know, I've just been discouraged. You know, I've been fighting with my parents. Right? Or I lost my job or just trials and difficulties. Well, join the crowd. Who doesn't have problems? But you know what? When problems come, that's not an excuse for us to minimize the gospel in our personal lives. We need to make it great again.
Right.
Now, problems, everyone's going to have problems. But you know what? We need to make sure that we're balanced Christians, that we can deal with problems and still get the work of God done.
Amen.